Hayem Yem Gimel Lodar Sheni. Mayna Tzemach Tzedek Lechosid Boki B'Shas Chulu U'Maskil Godel B'Chsidus. A response from the Tzemach Tzedek to a Chosid who mastered the Shas, he knew the entire Talmud, U'Maskil Godel B'Chsidus, and he had a profound grasp of Chsidus. Kabbalas Eil is Mishana de Mahus. Unquestioning acceptance of God's yoke transforms the essence. Durch Kabbalas Eil Fun Ha'Eved Poshut. By accepting the yoke like a simple servant, was b'shas ha'shloft is eich niket der eil ha'avdu zayner, that even when he sleeps, the yoke of his master is noticeable. Ken afila alamden unagoen eich kumen zu der meile unchshives fun aprost mimesdiken misiris nefeshid. Even a scholar and a genius is able to attain the lofty rung and stature of a simple, sincere Jew who serves Hashem with self-sacrifice. This is an amazing concept that the genius, the scholar, is the one who has to attain the lofty levels of the simple servant. Now this obviously in Chassidus is spoken about extensively. The simple Jew who has pure faith is greater than the greatest scholar who studies Torah and meditates in davening. The simple faith is by far superior. The Friedrich Rebbe writes how the simple Jews are so important, of so much value, that even the Rambam envies them. And he relates a story that he heard from a Chosid, Rabbi Yitzhak Rubashov, who was present when the Tzemach Tzedek was in Petersburg in Tov Reish Gimel, 1843, when, while the Tzemach Tzedek was there, the government allowed the cantonists, the Jewish children who were conscripted in the Russian army at a very young age, for the purpose of tearing them away from Yiddishkeit by the terrible Tsar Nicholas, and it was a terrible time for them. And they were conscripted for 25 years. And they asked to see the Tzemach Tzedek. And 600 men came to see the Tzemach Tzedek, and Tzemach Tzedek spoke for them. And he encouraged them on their language, and it was a very emotional experience. After the Tzemach Tzedek spoke, some 15 strong men from this group came up to the Tzemach Tzedek, and they told the Tzemach Tzedek, Rebbe, we are invalids. As Jews, we are invalids. We don't know how to learn. We know nothing. We have simple faith. We know the words without the meaning of davening, benching, and saying a little tillim. More than that, we have nothing. Tzemach Tzedek responded, a Jew that has faith and believes in the Eibishter, that he created the world with divine providence, and that he gave us Torah mitzvahs, and he knows the few words of davening, benching, and saying tillim, and he makes a bracha, and he benches, and he says Shema, and he says tillim, is a strong, healthy Jew. You should be healthy bodily, you should be healthy spiritually, and the Eibishter will bring you home in good health. That evening, Tzemach Tzedek had a meeting with many chassidim, and at that time, I was attending to the needs of the Tzemach Tzedek. So I was in and out, and I was hearing what the Rebbe was speaking about. And the Tzemach Tzedek then said that this decree of the cantonists is like the war of the Greeks in the time of Hanukkah. It is a spiritual war. And we have no comprehension the preciousness and the value of the davening and the tillim of these cantonists on high. It is far superior to those who daven with all kavonos arizal, those who meditate on davening and spend their time on davening and intense davening. Their davening is far superior because their service of Hashem is with self-sacrifice, simple faith without any interference of their own mind and understanding. It is pure self-sacrifice. When Mashiach will come, said the Tzemach Tzedek, he will entertain himself with the simple Jews who served Hashem with self-sacrifice. For them, there will be a special chamber that the greatest scholars will envy them. Who was greater than the Rambam? He achieved simple faith through knowledge. And he, with his tremendous genius and knowledge, he will be bewildered at the spiritual powers that these Jews have, that they appreciate godliness, such simple people, so uneducated, and they're able to reach such tremendous heights. So one of the chassidim, who was a big Talmid Chochan, Reb Chaim, he was a boki b'shas, he mastered the entire shas, he was well versed in chassidus, he turned to the Rebbe, how can you become a simple, sincere, mesiras nefesh Jew? Tzemach Tzedek responded, what do you think? It is very difficult. It is a lot harder than mastering the Shas. He paused, and then he says, there is one way to achieve this, and that is through Kabbalah Soil. You have to unquestionably accept God's yoke like a simple servant, that even when he sleeps, you notice that he has a yoke on him. When you are able to accept God's yoke in that way, even the greatest genius is able to attain the value and the lofty levels of a simple, sincere, Mesiras Nefesh Jew.